Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 1071 of AskPat 2.0. This is a coaching session between myself and an entrepreneur just like you. And today we're speaking with Dr. Kathleen Perry, who isn't quite sure whether or not she should start a podcast. We're going to talk about that today, but before we get into that, I do want to mention that if you, in any sort of way, are interested in starting a podcast of your own, make sure you check out my free podcast cheat sheet, which you can download at askpat.com/podcast-cheat-sheet. All one word, askpat.com/podcast-cheat-sheet. It is a multi-page resource and checklist, literally A to Z, everything you need to know to get your podcast up and running, from tagging your MP3 files to where to upload them, all that stuff. Again, askpat.com/podcast-cheat-sheet. You can check it out there and get started right away. All right, here is the coaching call today with Dr. Kathleen Perry. Here she is. Hey, Dr. Kathleen, thank you so much for joining me today on Ask Pat. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And I'm honored that you chose me to be coached. And you can just call me Kathleen. That would be great.
Okay. No worries, Kathleen. Thank you for that. Why don't you share with everybody who you are and what you do?
Well, I help women over 50 reclaim their vitality so that they can live life to the fullest. Now, I know that sounds a little bit cliche, but truthfully, I just really get jazzed and turned on by, you know, knowing that I'm fulfilling my purpose by helping ladies connect with what they're passionate about. And most people come to see me because of a health concern. That's at least where we get started. I started out as a chiropractor over 30 years ago. Wow. And, you know, now I've evolved into being more like a health coach, a mentor, a teacher. But I do specialize in women over 50 who are dealing with, you know, hormonal imbalances and health concerns. And, you know, Pat, while they come to me for that initially, as we go deeper, you know, we usually find out that really they want to get back to feeling like themselves. They want to reconnect to their purpose. Mm-hmm. They want to find out what the next chapter of their life is all about. And health just becomes a vehicle, to, you know, to get them there.
Does I love that. Make that. Sense? Thank yeah. you. Where can people go to learn more about this really quick before we dive in here?
Well, I created a website a while ago, so I'm not super convinced that it really reflects exactly who I am and what we do, but it's drkathleenperry.com. I do have a Facebook page as well, and if you search for Dr. Kathleen Gross Perry, you would find me there. And you know, I'm on Facebook occasionally, but I don't hang out there.
Cool. Well, we'll link to all the places for everybody listening And I'd love to ask you, when you say you help women over 50 live their life to the fullest, how are you helping them do that?
Well, we use a group curriculum, an approach that is primarily done in our office right now. Mm-hmm. And so someone would come in and we have an initial consultation and we find out, you know, what their current concerns are and, you know, what their goals are. And then we take them on a journey with a comprehensive lifestyle and wellness program. And it entails things like grocery tours and nutrition classes, and we teach exercise. I practice acupuncture. But I'd say, you know, the biggest part of what I do is I act as their coach and their mentor and, you know, help them achieve their goals.
I love that. So with all this going on, what's on your mind? How can I help you?
Well, I think initially when I requested to be coached by you, I've been intrigued by podcasting for a while. I love to speak, and I started the blog, my website, and I started writing articles, and I find that was more challenging than actually speaking. Mm-hmm. But my question, I think, to you is, am I really ready to start a podcast?
Let me ask you a question. How do you know you're ready for anything?
Well, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the Colby profile.
Mm-hmm, I am.
I'm a quick start. Like, so quite often I have no idea if I'm ready for something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about, so I was talking about with my wife the other day about this, and we were just reflecting on the kids and how old they're getting and just like what it was like when we first started a family. And just, I remember conversations we had together about, you know, how do we know when we're ready to have children? How do we know we're ready to, you know, buy a house and all this stuff? And the truth was we didn't have like a specific moment when we were just like, you know what? I think all signs point to yes. It was just more of a feeling that this is something we wanted, and that's how we knew we were ready. And I know it's very common for, especially in the online space, to go, okay, well, I need this many things, or I need this to happen first, and you know, I need, you know, and honestly, when it comes down to it, it's just permission is what we need more than anything from others and mostly ourselves. So I'm curious to know, when you say that, you know, you're wondering if you're ready for a podcast, can you define that? Is there a definition behind that in terms of like why you wouldn't be ready for that?
I would just say that I'm kind of I think that my personality is such that, you know, a lot of things look like bright, shiny objects. So quite often I will say, oh, I really want to do that. Mm-hmm. I really think that's a good idea. And then I find out that maybe I've committed to more than I can realistically, you know, follow through with.
That's a very smart way to think about it. You know, I think instead of answering the question, are you ready yet? The question that we have to discover the answer for is, well, is this the right thing for you to do at this moment in time?
Yes.
And I think that draws me to, well, what do you want? And I think that if we can connect the podcast to helping serve your goals, then it might be a good fit. And if we discover that the podcast wouldn't help you, then it would be, like you said, one of those bright, shiny objects just because everybody's doing it, right? And so I'd love to know your goals and how you imagine the podcast may help you or maybe not help you.
So, Pat, you're an amazing coach, because that's an awesome question.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So, you know, my values are personal growth, mm-hmm. love, and serving others. But growth, I don't necessarily want my business to grow larger. To me, the way I see growth is going deeper. And so if the podcast could help me reach beyond my local community, I mean, even though I love working with women, and because I love hugs, and I just, mm-hmm. you know, the whole, I do feel called to reach a broader audience, I guess. And also I think the process of creating a podcast would help me organize everything that's inside of me that I want to teach and share and mentor people with, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So it seems like it checks the box of sort of what it may do for your business in terms of helping to sort of share more of those stories, like you said, and organize those thoughts. So it checks off that one. It seems like, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, it checks off the box of personal growth, and because you enjoy speaking and can imagine yourself sharing information in this medium versus something more strenuous like a blog and writing. So it checks off that one. And I know in my experience that podcasting allows me to have a number of deeper conversations with people, deeper relationships with my audience, and it seems to check off that box as well. So for all those things that you had mentioned that you want to do, it seems to check the boxes off. Is there anything else that would be included in that list that you would hope to achieve from having the podcast? Do you have any aspirations to, for example, write a book or speak on stage or anything else?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes.
And I also find that I would like to get connected with colleagues, I guess. You know, I kind of, I love the clients or patients that I work with, but I don't have as much opportunity to connect with colleagues. So I think that would be my own mentors. You know, I think that I'm addicted. I walk my dogs in the morning, in the evening, and I'm addicted to podcasts. So, I do think that writing a book possibly, but even more so, speaking on stage is something that I've done a little bit of, but. Sure. I could see that for myself as a way to, you know, serve and connect with the people that I'm here to help.
That's great. Well, more boxes are being checked off in my eyes. The one with connections to colleagues. I mean, I know I have a number of friends, some best friends now, who I met as a result of inviting them on my show or me being invited to theirs. And so that's huge. It also has allowed me to connect with some of my sort of dream mentors like Gary Vaynerchuk and Tim Ferriss, big names who I'd never thought would even pay any attention to me. And here they are coming on my show, again, because I have a podcast. This is one of the benefits that I share about having a podcast. Many people start one, even if they don't get any listeners, they'd still be happy because it has that ability to have a platform for people to speak with each other on. And it's also the one that's going to help you with a lot of these other aspirations. I know, for example, that a lot of traditional publishers are looking for people who have podcasts. Why? Because they have A, a platform, but B, can also get a sense of their personality and who they might be working with as a client. And I know also for the same reason, many conference directors are looking for people who have a podcast because it's much easier to get a sense of how a person might be on their stage from a podcast and a video versus something like a blog. Okay, so I think it's very obvious to all of us listening right now that a podcast would make sense for you. And my question is, and I think you kind of already knew that, so I'm just curious to know, like, what's stopping you?
That's a great question. And I'm even more excited, Pat, because so cool, all those things that you shared about what has evolved and come up for you and what's emerged by you, you know, doing this. So the question is, what's stopping me? Well,
what are you scared of, maybe?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. I feel, okay, so probably a little bit of perfection. That's definitely an aspect of my personality that I've got to figure out some things first, like, I have what I call ideaphoria. I don't ever feel like I'm at a loss for creative thinking, but it almost could seem like pretty scattered. Like my practice manager says, oh, I would hate to be inside your brain. There's so much going on in there. So I feel like I could, you know, I've looked at your Power Up podcasting multiple times. And where I feel that I get stuck in terms of like, okay, I just can't pull the trigger is that I don't know if it's like, you know, brand, it's not really brand niche, but the clear message. And maybe I shouldn't be afraid or worried about being embarrassed that the world can watch me grow on my podcast. Does that make sense?
It makes complete sense. And what I would recommend you do is listen to my very first episode. You're going to see how much a person can grow from their first episode to where they're at now. And it has completely changed me as a person. And this is why I'm so big on helping people start their podcast. And so I think that, and this comment of yours to finish off your last sentence definitely relates to some sort of perfectionism sort of bias that you have, which I know is just me too. You know, I grew up in a house where I had to have 100% on a test, and if I didn't, we'd work for 4 hours on all the things I'd get wrong. And so I'm attuned to, okay, having everything needed to be perfect. But I'll tell you, my first episode was recorded 3 times because I wanted it to be perfect. And if I had waited until it was perfect, it would have never gone out. And obviously, you know, the impact that the podcast has made, and you've heard it before, and you know, people need to hear you. I mean, imagine a woman who's over 50 who needs to hear your message, and she wants to hear your message, and you're talking to her and she's asking you what you think, but you say, no, I'm worried that what I'm about to say to you is not going to come out right. So I'm not going to actually help you right now.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I don't want that.
Yeah. So I think you have to go. And one thing I want to offer you is, since you're here as a guest on Ask Pat, I'm going to have Jess, my assistant, give you a free license to Power Up Podcasting. So you have that. So that's another excuse. Like, you have no excuse now. So we're going to set you up with a free membership to that. And we'll get that set up for you right after this call. And we can get you in there and get started. Cause I think that if you know, especially with how, and we've only met just now, it's been 15 minutes and you know, you're very easy to connect with your voice. I think that's something that you should definitely have out there in the world. So I want to give that to you if that's okay.
Pat, that is so generous. I already know that about you, but oh my gosh, I'm choked up here.
I know it'll come back to me in some way, whether it's like you sharing it or mentioning it. Even if you don't, like, it feels good to give to somebody who I know is going to serve others too. And I know that the universe has this way of paying people back for that. So I'm happy to do that. And so on the branding stuff, you'll see some stuff in the course about that. However, know that, and this is the biggest thing, you can change anything at any time. Your artwork, the funny thing that I've noticed with my students is they get hung up on the artwork. And, you know, perhaps it's a little bit my fault because I always say, you know, that people see your artwork before they even listen to your show. So they think the artwork has to be perfect in the very similar way that we were just talking about. But the thing is, you can change it at any time, and you just have to get something up and move on to the next step. And you can always perfect as you go later on. And I think the most important thing is just as you go along, imagine your person listening on the other end and just speak to them and utilize the network that you've built to have interesting, amazing people on your show with you. I would recommend having both a combination of you and a guest and you by yourself to share. I like that combination. I do that on my show because number one, you get to connect with amazing people. With the guests, you get to have them share their knowledge that you don't have yourself. But when you do solo shows, which is challenging, you get to also become an authority figure. You have something to say, and you get to have people build a relationship with you and only you during that time. So the other challenge that I would recommend you can even start now before you get into the course is try to write down 15 to 20 topics of episodes and or guests that you could have on, because if you can do that, I mean, you kind of see the roadmap in front of you right then and there. And if you can, it might mean, well, perhaps you're thinking too narrow about the show topic, or sometimes too broad. And so you can kind of figure out sort of your next steps after just thinking, you know, 6 months in advance, like how many, or even 3 months, how many episode ideas can I come up with? And when you see them there, you get so fired up because then you just imagine like having those conversations and visualizing what people are going to be thinking when they're on a walk listening to your podcast. It's so much fun. It's my absolute favorite thing to do is podcasting, for sure.
Yeah. So I have a question for you.
Please.
A combo of solo episodes and guests with interviews. So I'm assuming that guests could be experts that would, you know, offer up something that would serve my females, my women, my audience. But just like Ask Pat, what about coaching someone who's in one of my transformational programs? I mean, I almost like think like the past 30 years, if I had captured all the transformations that the women that I've held their hands through, like that would be so amazing and so encouraging for someone who is listening and to go like, yeah, that's me.
So that would check off the box of serving others. That would check off the box of your own personal growth. That would check off the box of going deeper. That would check off the box of obviously inspiration and education. So I think all signs point to yes, absolutely. I think that's a fantastic idea. And what I love about that is you're already, and whether you meant to do this or not, that's also great marketing for you, because when you have these other women come on and share their story, you being a part of that story, you as sort of the Yoda in their Luke Skywalker story, people want to now go to Yoda, go to you and get advice too.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's one thing for me to say, because I've been, you know, in healthcare and I try to walk the talk. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I'm not perfect, you know, but I oftentimes it's when somebody's on the fence about deciding if they're going to step into, you know, a comprehensive program with me, it can be so powerful if they talk to someone else who's done it recently, you know, that started where they're starting.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're on the right path. There should be no reason why you shouldn't have a podcast. And I think that you're going to have a ton of fun with it. You're going to have these amazing conversations. And so I've already sent a message to my assistant for you while you were talking. So we're going to get you set up as soon as we can. And what I would highly recommend is you just take it one step at a time. It can be very overwhelming to get in there and go, okay, there's a lot of steps involved. But what's nice about podcasting is you do these steps kind of once. And then after that, it's kind of automatic. Then it's just about having conversations and making it happen. So, you know, you're going to be met with more objections along the way, perhaps consciously or subconsciously, about starting something new. Anytime we start something new, we look for excuses, right? And I think that you have to always keep in mind the stories that you're going to tell and how they're going to help you and the women who are listening to just help you through those challenges.
Yes, absolutely. I know that, you know, taking it step by step, the technology is the thing that, you know, kind of always feels intimidating to me, but going step by step, because I'm not so much about bigger, mm-hmm. you know, I am about going deeper, and I'm also like, I'm in this for the long game, you know, it doesn't have to come together overnight. I'm okay with that. And,
that's great.
And I also feel that, you know, time is probably, I value time more than anything. Mm-hmm. So if I can see the path to having this fit into my life without feeling like it's, you know, taking hours and hours and hours of additional time from me every week, I mean, I would be okay with that. Can you give me an idea on average, once you figure out the ins and outs, and you know, I know that you talk about getting a system going. And by the way, thank you so much for your episode called Dear Podcasters.
You're welcome.
I listened to that on my drive in today. It was awesome. I felt like you were speaking to me directly.
Thank you. And your audience is gonna give you that same feedback too. And I'm excited for that. But in terms of work to get it up and running, it is work, but I do break that step-by-step process down in that course for you, so you'll get access to that very soon. And like I said, take it in baby steps. But at start, it's going to take a little bit of time. When you record an episode, it's going to feel very weird. It's weird to talk to a microphone to nobody in your room sometimes, and it's going to take some time to learn how to edit it. And you don't have to, you know, I don't teach in a way where I'm like, okay, you have to edit out every breath, every every mistake. I want people to keep as much of that in there as possible. But I also say you do not and should not ever try to do a podcast in one take if you're doing a solo show in particular. And so I'll show you easy ways that you can edit it. And I would say that, you know, your first few episodes are probably going to take, you know, after recording, you know, 2 to 4 hours to figure out how to get up and into the hosting platform and into a podcast. But over time, you know, I got to a point where it would only take me 30 minutes per episode after that time. And then, of course, there are people and companies that you can hire to help support you with that. But initially, after all the setup, it's only about your episodes. The whole thing is connected. So the way that podcasting works, Kathleen, is it's not like you record an MP3 episode or an episode that turns into an MP3 file, and then you like upload it directly to Apple, you upload it directly to Stitcher, you upload it directly to all the different places. That's not how it works. You upload it to one place, which is called your hosting company for your media files. And if you've already submitted your links to those directories, as soon as you pop a new episode in your host, those directories automatically sort of go, oh, whoa, Kathleen came out with a new episode. Let me push it out to everybody who has subscribed to the show automatically. And that's kind of cool because then you don't have to worry about it after that point. So you'll see it all in there. And I'm just kind of letting you know that, you know, it's a little bit of work in the beginning, but it starts to open up over time.
Okay, that puts my mind at ease a little bit more.
Yeah, and there's a community there that you'll be able to join, a Facebook group that has 1,500 people, students of mine who are all there to support each other. And, you know, we have alumni who took the course nearly 2 years ago who are still in there helping newbies. So they're all going to be there to support you too. So anyway, I'm excited for you. I hope you're excited too. And you've got that bug of creating something that I think is going to be really fun, but also important part of your brand and your overall mission.
I am so excited. I am so grateful. And Pat, 2 years from now, I'm not going to be a newbie in the group. I'm going to be one of the people there helping the newbie podcast.
Oh, you're amazing. Thank you, Kathleen. I appreciate you. We'll get you that link soon. And one more time, where could people go and find you and everything great you have going on right now?
Yeah, I think the best way is my website, drkathleenperry.com. There's a contact form there. People can call or send an email.
Perfect. Love it. Thank you so much, Kathleen. Good luck. And we'll check in with you a little bit later and kind of see how the podcast is going and how your business is going. And would love to connect in a few months and have you back on the show if that's cool.
Pat, again, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that coaching session today with Kathleen Perry. You can find her at drkathleenperry.com. And Kathleen, I look forward to seeing your podcast up on all the places very soon. And by the way, if you're interested in starting a podcast of your own, make sure, if you haven't done so already, make sure you download my free podcast cheat sheet. You can find it at askpat.com/podcast-cheat-sheet, all one word, askpat.com/podcast-cheat-sheet. And if you want to get coached today just like Kathleen did, all you have to do is go to askpat.com, find the application button right in the middle of that page, and you can fill out your application. And you guys are what makes this show run, because, you know, if nobody was asking me anything, it would just be called Pat, and that wouldn't be any fun. So askpat.com is where you go. Thank you again. I appreciate you. Make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already. And please, if you have a moment, leave a review. That would be super handy. Cheers. Thanks so much. And Team Flynn, I'll see you the next episode. Cheers, and Team Flynn for the win. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable. And the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.